Welcome back. Our last segment tells an extraordinary story. One of the companies in business in town, the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, came up with this idea to show their appreciation for the brave men and women in Iraq who are defending liberty over there, and came up with the idea of sending the troops some coffee. Mark Bunim is the district manager for Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. Mark, welcome to our show. How'd you come up with this idea?
Well, a few of the district managers were looking for a program they wanted to help out over in Iraq, and what could we do? And we figured keeping them awake would be a great idea. And we came up with an idea to send coffee out there, and we got people rallied around it. And we put a little flyer self together inside the store, and we really built a coffee program out to them.
And you started this last year, you and a couple of other district managers. You were one of the originators of the idea.
Yes.
And you sent some 50,000 units of coffee, 3/4 of a pound, over to the troops. And check this out. Look at this photograph of appreciative troops abroad enjoying coffee from back home. And you got so many letters from the troops, and you brought a few of them. Thanks to all you at the Coffee Bean. Packagers appreciated sharing these items. Many thanks for your patron. And the letters go on and on and on. And, you know, just a personal comment. These brave men and women are fighting this war over there, and the people back home haven't been asked to do diddly in support of it. We haven't had a tax increase. We haven't been asked to conserve gas. We're all going out shopping, and a war is being fought that is defending freedom. And I think that that all of us can do something, and one thing you can do right now is go to your local Coffee Bean and buy one of these packages of coffee. And there's place in the coffee for you to, on the back, to write a personal message with a Sharpie to the soldier. And let me introduce our other guest, Staff Sergeant Oscar Camarena, United States Marine Corps. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for your service, sir. He's been in the Marines for 15 years. Thank you so much for your service. You were over there last summer when the coffee came in. What was your reaction?
Our reaction was great. Marines really do appreciate it. I mean, one of the biggest boosters that we have, the only thing that we can have is coffee, which it's great. I mean, you're up almost 22, 23 hours a day, you know, get a few hours of sleep, and best thing to do is get some great coffee. And having it brought to us, wow.
Well,
can't
put that
much.
Picture up. They look like pretty happy campers.
Oh, they look very happy. They look great. And like I said, that's the biggest thing out there. Once you get a good coffee out there, Coffee Bean just went out of their way and made it happen. And to today, now, we still appreciate everything that's coming down there.
And besides the coffee, and I'm an inveterate coffee drinker, just the fact that the folks back home are thinking about you, that means a lot too.
It shows that the American people, everybody that's out here supporting the military, the troops, and it just gives us great appreciation knowing that we're going to come home and it's not going to be anything different.
And this year, Mark, the company adopted this program in all the units, right?
Absolutely. We came up with our own special blend for everything. This way, they could, as you saw, sing right message. And then we're also benefiting the Fisher House and the Soldiers Angels at the same time. So all proceeds go to benefit the soldiers as well here at home.
The label on this says, a special blend to honor our troops, support from home. So they actually packaged it specially this year. And you told me that about 50,000 of these were sent last year, but this year you expect the numbers to dramatically increase.
First week, we put together 2,800 bags as of Sunday.
Wow.
And my units alone, it's over 150 as of that day, too.
Well, I think it's, and this is a display that's actually in the Coffee Bean store, and I think it's a great idea myself. I've done it. And one other thing, I got a thing in the mail from the USO. I didn't realize that the USO is privately supported, so I sent in a modest contribution. That's something you can do, which is a place for recreation for our troops. It's where Bob Hope went during World War II. So that's something else you can do. We haven't been asked to do very much for these. And let me again thank you for your service and through you, all the other men and women and all the branches that are out there serving our country.
And that it's always been our pleasure. That's what we're here for, provide freedom. And once again, thanks to Coffee Bean for keeping us awake.
Well, I think this is a great marriage. It's enlightened corporate interest. And although I must say, our original sponsor, Polly's Gourmet Coffee, roasts their coffee fresh right there. It's fantastic. But of all the chains, I think Coffee Bean is doing a fantastic job. And not only is their coffee good, but their people are great. And then coming up with creative ideas like this, you guys are the best.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store, plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years, for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
What a great show, and what a great city we live in. So here are three things you can do this summer right here in Long Beach. One, go to the Aquarium of the Pacific and enjoy and help them celebrate their 10th anniversary. Possibly join and become a member, one of the 35,000 individuals and families that already are members. Lend your support to the aquarium and its important activities. Number two, enjoy Sea Festival, free movies by the beach, America AVP volleyball, Pure Days already happened, but a whole bunch of activities. Go to their website and find out all the things you can do for the next 3 months here at our beautiful beach community. And number three, send a package of coffee to our troops. A small, small token of thanks. Go into any Coffee Bean, and they will have these packages, and you can write your message on the back. I guarantee it'll make you feel good, and it will make the recipient who gets it halfway across the world feel good. And thank you again, Sergeant, for joining us. Thank you, Mark, for being our guest.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And thank you at home for joining us. Please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
The Press Telegram and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.